Hola, hola, it is Fabi here. And if you're a coach, you're an expert, you're a consultant, you're a professional service provider over 40, what I want you to know is that what's needed for you to scale your business to over 500K per year is really different than what it takes when you're in your 20s. And so in this video, I'm going to give you three things that you need to focus on to be able to create a 500K per year business without having to dance on TikTok or post 47 times a day like I was doing. And once I stopped doing that, we were able to consistently hit over 50K per month in our business, getting hundreds of clients who were getting absolutely stellar results with the work that we were doing. The reality, my friend, is that you shouldn't have to choose between building a successful business and working nonstop or humiliating yourself online. But everywhere you look, some 24-year-old growth hacker is telling you that you need a bigger audience, you need more content, you need to do the trends, you need more platforms, you need more hustle. So now that we can leave the dancing behind, you're probably wondering what it takes to replace it, what you need to replace it. And the first thing that you need to understand is that right now there's a really big opportunity that most people aren't even realizing because AI has basically flooded the market with content, right? Every day, thousands of coaches, consultants, service providers are creating more posts, more videos, more value. And all of it basically sounds the same. And people think, well, okay, well, I just need to create more content, or I need a bigger audience, or I just need to get louder. And it's like trying to win a conversation by shouting in a stadium full of people who are all shouting basically the exact same thing. What? Won't work. The reality is that more volume is not going to make a difference. It's just going to create noise. It's like this. You're walking down the street with 50 Italian restaurants. 49 of them have signs that say, we have great authentic Italian food here. And they're all nice menus, pretty decoration. But then there's this one little restaurant with a sign that says, this is the only place in Miami where a third generation Italian chef is making pasta using their nonna's 150-year-old recipe. You're going to be immediately drawn in. And it's not because they were being louder. It's not because they had a bigger sign. It's because they had a specific angle that made them impossible to ignore. This, my friends, is what I call having an angle of mastery. And basically, this is the single most important asset you have in your business right now. It's not about your credentials. It's not about how many followers you have. It's about the unique way in which you see the problem that nobody else out there has, basically. The reality is that oftentimes, the more that you know, the harder it can be to explain what makes you different, right? Because you've studied a lot of different things and you've integrated different approaches. You've worked with a lot of clients. So when somebody asks you what you do, oftentimes you try to explain all of it because all of it feels important. It's like you've spent 20 years collecting a bunch of tools, and now you're just trying to hand somebody a toolbox and be like, there, use them, when they just need to know that you have what they need to solve the problem. It's like this. Imagine that you have chronic migraines. You've tried everything, pain meds, lifestyle changes, different specialists, and nothing is ultimately working. And then you meet two doctors. Doctor number one says, I'm a neurologist. I treat all kinds of brain and nervous system conditions like migraines and seizures and Parkinson's and MS, nerve pain. I've been practicing for 25 years. And yet doctor number two says, I specialize in treatment-resistant migraines for high-performing professionals. Most migraine treatments fail because they're addressing the pain, not really the root cause, which in 80% of cases is a combination of stress-induced inflammation and undiagnosed cervical spine misalignment that traditional neurology is really missing out. Can you see the difference there? I guarantee that doctor number two is going to be the one that charges more and has a really long waiting list. That right there is an example of having an angle of mastery in action. By the way, I have created a guide to help you really uncover what your angle of mastery is. You're going to find the link in the description below, because what's tricky about understanding the angle of mastery is that a lot of people oftentimes get derailed. They see these younger competitors with massive audiences, flashier marketing, more energy and more hustle, and they think, well, we need to compete in the same terms. But that's playing a game that you're never going to win. And to be honest with you, you don't really have to, because competing on volume is all about doing more, high effort, high hustle. Meanwhile, competing on perspective becomes really effortless. Think about luxury brands for a second. Hermès does not compete with Target by trying to sell more handbags. They created a completely different category where comparison essentially becomes irrelevant. A Birkin bag costs, what, around $20,000? Their bags are Target for 30 bucks that basically hold your stuff just as well. So why do people pay so much more? Because It's not about the bag. It's about what owning that specific bag means. The craftsmanship, the exclusivity, the story, the identity. That is their angle. Your angle of mastery does the same thing. It puts you in a category of one. Think about this. In 2007, there were dozens of phones on the market, right? Like BlackBerry, which is what I had, Palm, Nokia, all of these good. All of these phones are all good. Steve Jobs shows up and says, "We're not making a better phone. We're making the internet in your pocket." Suddenly, it wasn't about having a phone anymore. It was about having that phone. Apple didn't compete on features. They created an entirely new category that everybody else had to catch up to. And here's really the cool part. This is actually easier for you as somebody over 40 than it is for young competitors, because you have something that they don't have, and that's pattern recognition. You spent years, if not decades, seeing patterns show up again and again. You've developed intuition that really can't be taught in a certification program. Your age is not a disadvantage. It's proof of the pattern recognition that creates that angle of mastery. Think about a detective who's worked homicide for 20 years versus one who just made detective like last year. They both maybe have the same tools in theory. They have the same badge, the same access to evidence. But the veteran walks into a crime scene and immediately sees what other people are missing. Not because they're smarter, because they've seen that pattern before. They know what matters and what's just noise, essentially. That's you. You don't need a bigger audience. You need to articulate those patterns that you see that everybody else is missing out on right now. So what I want you to walk away with is understanding that the fastest way for you to build a 500K plus per year business as an expert over 40 isn't a massive audience. It's about developing that angle of mastery, that very specific way that you see the problem that makes your solution feel inevitable for the right people. Because when you have a very clear angle of mastery, three things happen. First, you basically stop competing. You're creating your own category where you're basically the obvious choice. Second, you attract power buyers. These are the people who have the money, who have the urgency, who have the sophistication to recognize why your approach is worth premium fees. And third, you turn what you do into a need to have. Not through manipulation or pressure tactics, but through clarity about the root cause you solve that everybody else is missing. You don't need to be posting 47 times a day. You don't need to out-hustle a 24-year-old. You need to leverage what you've already earned, your experience, your pattern recognition, that unique perspective that only you have. That's why I genuinely believe that building bigger audiences is just about creating noise. Developing your angle is what's going to help you create that premium brand. And that's how you get to 500K. Not by shouting louder, but by saying something that nobody else out there can say. So if this is resonating with you and you're thinking, okay, Fabi, I get it. I need an angle of mastery, but I have no idea what mine is, how to articulate it. Here's what I want you to do. Let's hop on a 15-minute brand message assessment. This is a strategic diagnostic call where I'm going to personally evaluate your message and show you exactly how to make sure that we're bringing together what that potential angle of mastery could be, essentially. You're gonna walk away with clarity on that shift that would transform how your premium clients can see you. You can find the link for that on the description below, or go to brandmessagesession.com. And you will also find the link to the guide on how to develop your own angle of mastery. Please do me a favor, subscribe on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, so that you don't miss future episodes. And you can also follow me at Fabi Paolini on LinkedIn, on Instagram, on TikTok, on Facebook. I post all the time about messaging, about angle of mastery, premium buyers, all the different things. So no matter what challenge you're facing right now as an expert over 40, the truth is that you defining that angle of mastery is going to be the key that unlocks growth in your own business. I would love to hear what you believe your angle of mastery is. Let me know in the comments, and I will see you in another episode. Ciao.